Lord, she bless you and greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank the Lord. He has given us a privilege for us to be in His holy presence.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the day so far. We have seen His grace, His protection, mercies, loving kindness. That's taken us through our working place, in our homes, in our schools. And we find it a privilege to be in His presence this evening.
Amen.
Shall we stand and let's sing that song? Come we that love the Lord.
Amen.
And let our voices be with them. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. Thus surround the throne.
Amen.
Amen. Come we
those with faith to As we lift your voice.
I know the master of the way. It's holding you.
Amen.
The trials of life. We're getting stronger. The pull I felt was more.
Enemy. Shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive the righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you,
hallelujah,
he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Amen.
Amen. John 20:22-23. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them,
amen,
receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Whosoever sin he remits, they are remitted unto them.
Amen.
And whosoever sins he retain, they are retained.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for approaching your word once again.
Yes.
We thank you for the privilege you give us to read through your word,
Lord. Amen.
Because you said, blessed the one who read,
amen,
and blessed is the one who listens to the
word. Amen.
We have read and listened, O Lord. Now we are calling upon your anointing upon this word,
Lord,
yes,
so that you can bless your children as we are going to speak around you, the business, the Father's business. Lord.
Amen.
Bless us, bless your children who couldn't make it tonight, Lord. We know,
yes,
there's good reason behind them not coming, and we pray that the same blessing that we receive be spread upon them.
Lord.
Bless the remainder of the week, O Lord, as we commit everything into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you. Today we are going to close this chapter regarding this topic we are talking about. I put my name in you. Amen.
Okay.
It's a couple of times we have spoken about it.
Amen.
The place of worship that God has chosen. So we have tried to approach it in a different angle,
mm-hmm,
to see it as we, as message believers, because most of the time we can just, you know, console ourselves, say, okay, we have found the place that God has put his name. We are in the message, and that's it. So we are worshiping God. But we have gone a bit further to see that place, that worshiping place that God has put his name, finding that it's the message, it's good, but as the message believer, as you enter into that place, you need to go further.
Amen.
You need to become yourself,
amen,
that worshiping place of God. You need to become yourself the temple where God has put his name.
Amen.
That's the requirement today.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll just, you know, lie, fool yourself, saying, okay, I'm in the message. Okay. Why? You have not met the requirement.
Okay. Mm.
We saw in the first and the second lesson that finding the place is good, but it was asked to John to eat the book.
Amen.
John had to eat the book. The message has been sent not for you to say, I am in the message, but the message has been sent so that it can be in you.
Amen.
And when the message enters you, then you become the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
Then, it's only then that you can start your worship, and the worship can be accepted.
Amen.
Because you are worshiping from the true place, from the original place that God has decided to place his name.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll just be like the Pharisees.
Okay.
Your good works will just be human beings just trying to do something to satisfy himself. It will just be a kind of religion, but it won't be accepted by God. The Pharisees, they were good people. Even Jesus said, if your righteousness doesn't go better than what the Pharisees are doing,
right,
will not inherit the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Humanly speaking, they had better work than even Jesus himself.
Mm.
Jesus could eat without washing his hands. They had to be pure even in small, small things. But as long as they didn't recognize the atonement in their days, which was that person, that human being walking the streets of Galilee,
amen,
they were sinners.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you do, if you have not found that place where grace is being dispensed, you are a sinner.
That's right.
That's why you need to be very careful. We wanted just to draw our attention on this principle. We are in the message. That's fine. We believe the message. That's okay. But is the message in you?
Amen.
Have you become one with the message?
Hallelujah.
If the message has become one with you, you have become one with the message, then you are the living place.
Amen.
The dwelling place of the living.
Amen.
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 Then you can worship. Then your worship will not be in vain. Then your sacrifice will be accepted by God. Amen. That's what we saw in the first lesson. In the second lesson, we saw, I was speaking now to those who have eaten the book. Amen.
Amen.
From the second lesson, from the second sermon, we are not talking about those who have just entered the message. We are talking to those who have believed the message and had become one with the message.
Amen.
Those whom in whom God was dwelling. And I was showing that once God decides to dwell somewhere, that place, you need to have a different approach to the place. Otherwise, you'll get stricken. God will chastise you if you don't take care of the approach you take to that place he's dwelling. We have seen in the Old Testament how the Mount Sinai, when God decided to come down on that mountain, even a dog couldn't touch the mountain because it was not that same Sinai mountain it was before. It was now the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
Moses had to put, you know, a line so that you can't go beyond this. If you go without taking care of the instructions, you'll be stricken.
Amen.
Be, you know, hit and dead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we have seen in the tabernacle as well. It was a, you know, three-part temple. The outer courts, the holy place, and the holiest place. You couldn't approach the holiest place in the... You have to be a chosen race. Even being from the chosen race, it was not every day that you had to go in there. The high priest would say, I'm the high priest. I can go into the holy place in the holiest of the holy, the 1st of January. Let's say like that. It was not the chosen day, you will be stricken. Even if the day of the atonement, the day you were supposed to enter in there, if he wasn't dressed a certain way,
sure,
he couldn't go in.
Amen.
Amen.
Even if he was dressed the proper way, if he wasn't walking the certain way, he would be stricken. So everything must be observed because it's the dwelling place of the living. And when that God now decides to make you, my sister, you, my brother, his dwelling place, my approach towards you must be different.
Amen.
You shouldn't look at Brother Eli as Brother Eli anymore.
Sure.
I shouldn't look at Brother Daniel as Brother Daniel anymore.
Sure.
If he was my friend that I could doubt about, but from the moment he is acting from his positionally placed position in Christ, I have to be very careful. Because if I go and mess up with him, it's God that I'm disrespecting.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God will never forgive that. That's why he said in the Old Testament, I send my angel before thee.
Amen.
And I put my name in him.
Amen.
You'll have to obey and respect him.
Hallelujah.
Because he will never forgive anything. Let's read it.
Amen.
Amen.
It's Exodus 23.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I send an angel before thee,
Amen.
To keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him.
Hallelujah.
Don't go and mess up with the angel. And from the Sunday school lessons, we know what an angel is. Amen. Don't expect only the angel to be those heavenly beings with wings and everything. They exist. But the prophet go far to say that the brother sitting beside you
That's
is
right.
an angel of the Lord.
Amen.
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 He's a minister that God can use to send you to deliver a message to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
He's right. an angel. Amen. So as long as God's name is in him, be very careful. So we saw a few examples, Elijah the prophet, Elisha, how those children went disrespecting him, calling him names, and how they got cursed. Because they didn't respect God's servant. Amen.
Amen.
So that was the past lesson. I just want to emphasize that.
Amen.
It's very, very important for us. Because many times we just think that God's dwelling place is these four walls. We are not Catholics.
Amen.
Sure. We are not Catholics. God doesn't dwell in this four. Because before we came here, it was, I think, a hair salon. The day we leave here, the place we were before in Dublin 8, now it's a student accommodation. Amen. God, it's you and me being here that brings God here.
Amen.
The day we leave here, God will depart from this place. God doesn't dwell here. God is the God in you and me.
Amen.
When we come here,
Hallelujah.
Then God is in our midst. Amen.
Amen.
So don't just pretend to be a Christian when you come here.
Yes, sir.
Because we are not playing church. We are not playing religion. We come here to worship. You bring the God in you.
Amen.
I bring that God in me.
Amen.
And God and God and God all together, when two or three are gathered in my name,
Amen.
Their midst.
Amen.
So if you are conscious that God dwells in you, purity will be in everyday thing. Sanctification will be something that you'll be constantly living in.
Amen.
You won't bother whether it's Monday or Tuesday or Sunday because you are carrying the living God, the Holy God in you.
Amen.
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 So that's why it's very important for us to realize that. Respect your brother. Respect your sister. And don't intentionally, especially when he's on his line of duty. He's not only on the pulpit. Even
right.
the brother on the camera there behind.
Amen.
If he's fulfilling his duty in the body, be respectful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the sister that cleans the toilets, if she's on her line of duty, If you come and mess around, God will deal with you.
Amen.
Because she's doing what God in her told her to do.
Amen.
So, I want to give a few examples quickly, and then we are going to go to today's lesson. The prophet says, God bless you, Sister Jovi. Welcome back.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
A man told me the other day, it's in the sermon, respect. A man told me the other day, poor man, I'm in a very bad shape. He's Lutheran by faith, and he had had communion. He was unable to walk to church, so he took a cab. His neighbor, very ungodly, seen him praying the Lord's Prayer one morning, laughed at him, made fun of him. He said to this man, where did you go in that cab the other morning? The man said, it was communion. I went down to church. The other man said, what is communion? He said, when we take the bread and the wine. The man said, I had mine too this morning at the table with a slice of light bread and a pint of whiskey. Amen. You see how people can be disrespectful to things of God. And just, you know, you'll take it like a joke, because maybe they were friends. Hey, this is my friend. We used to joke and when we were growing up together. So he went to church to have communion. Yes, you know, I had my communion with a slice of light bread and a pint of whiskey. The prophet says, I know of three boys of that one time that mocked communion in the church. I know of them, and they went up in the hotel room and got some ham sandwiches and a bottle of whiskey and had their communion up there, making fun of the communion they had in the Pentecostal church. Less than 3 months from then, all three of them, one of them was dead, and two were in the insane institution. Amen. You see how dangerous it can be. It's very dangerous. You better not say anything. If I see you doing something for the Lord and I don't understand, I better keep quiet. If you are not right, at least I've not said anything. If it was from the Lord, I'm spared. Amen. If you don't understand something, especially when someone do it for the Lord, keep quiet, respect it. Unless proven wrong. If God comes and confirms that this man is wrong, or if, according to the word, what he's doing is sin. But as long as you are not convinced, you are not sure of what he's doing, you better keep quiet. You remember last time we read about the prophet Elisha? The prophet says, those children, if their parents have taught them, because there was a discussion going around the town, people were saying Elijah was raptured. A group of people were saying, no, 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 the old man just died and his disciple just took his body and hid it somewhere. So we didn't see any chariot coming from heaven. So he's just dead, he disappeared somewhere. They are just trying to make him look great. And the children heard their parents discussing about that. And when they saw the prophet Elisha going on, they started mocking him. They said, old man, why didn't you go along with your friend? You have to be raptured with Elijah. Why did you? They started mocking him. And the prophet said, because of the disrespect of their parents, the children got cursed. It's very important for us to understand this principle.
Amen.
So that's why be very careful of the attitude you take toward the things of God. Important, very important when we meet in this place that we have chosen, it becomes the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the prophet says, it's not the holy mountain of God, it's the holy God on the mountain.
Amen. Right. Amen.
This place, if it was a hair salon, it would be a hair salon. We could come here and do whatever we want. But as long as we have dedicated it, you leave your place, you say, the God in me, I'm going to feed that soul at the place that we have dedicated for God to meet us. It becomes the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
Respectful.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Another example, the prophet says, quickly, because we need to rush into today's lesson. The prophet says, he says, you can't disrespect God. If you don't believe it, just keep still, keep away from it, or either do that or come reverently and respect it. Don't make fun of people in the spirit. Don't talk about people that worship in the spirit. Let them alone.
Amen.
He says, now, Miriam disrespected it, that when her and her brother mocked Moses for marrying the Ethiopian girl. No matter who you are, Christian or no Christian, you've got to still bring respect to God and respect what he is doing or suffer the consequence. It's either receive it or go into judgment. Either one you want to. So, my friend, my brother, my sister, when we understand this principle of God has made you and me his temple, and the temple of God, the place where God dwells, you can't approach it anyhow. Aaron's children, because they were priests, they thought everything is allowed. They would go and play in the house of the Lord. The Shekinah was living in that place. They went out and bought their own fires. They said, we are used to offering, we are used to giving sacrifices. Today, maybe to show off. Maybe they had, I don't know, their girlfriends or their friends from what, they wanted to show them that we are used to doing this job. So today we are going to bring our own fire. They went and then God hit them straight away. They fell dead. Even though they were, you know, priests, but they couldn't do anything. They couldn't play anyhow in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So that was the scary part. Amen. And we are going to go to put it aside now.
Amen.
As long as you have understood that principle. I'm talking now to people who have become the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
And they understand that the brother or the sister sitting next to me is the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
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 We are all now the temple of the living God.
Amen.
So, we have now to understand our responsibility when you become that temple. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not up to me to judge people. If it disrespects me, it's not actually me striking him. It's that God in me that is not happy of what that person have done to him or to his temple. Amen. We have to make the difference between me as an individual and God in me.
Hallelujah.
You as the individual, what is your responsibility? Because if you don't understand it, God has given you that power to forgive sins.
Amen.
And to retain sins. Amen.
Amen.
If you remit, it is remitted.
Amen.
If you retain, it is retained. In other words, if you curse, he is cursed. If you bless, he is blessed.
Amen.
You have the power. Amen. But as a believer, what is your position? What is your responsibility? That's what we are going to see today. Amen. Because if you don't understand it, you have the power, but it must be a power under control.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because if you say, okay, I'm the temple of the living God, now today they'll see me. Someone just, you know, step on your toes. They're blind. You become blind. Amen. But is that, although the aim why God has given you that authority?
No.
Is it just to kill
Donc,
is it just to curse?
No.
Amen.
Sure.
We have now to take our position.
Amen.
Because when God gives you that responsibility, he trusts you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus had the power to just kill all those people that were crucifying him.
Mm.
But why didn't do it? Because when you become the temple, the first aim, the first, you know, purpose of the temple was not to curse.
Amen.
The temple was the place where people were running to obtain mercy.
Amen.
Amen. That the primary function of the temple. The primary function was not to curse people.
Mm.
Was not to kill. Killing was a consequence of not respecting the approach that God has established.
Sure.
And it was not the temple that was killing, it was the Holy God in the temple that was pronouncing judgment.
Amen.
So you as a temple now, you have to understand that your aim, your purpose, initial purpose, is not to curse, but is mercy.
Amen.
That's why God has ordained Moses to build the temple.
That's right.
It was for the people to obtain mercy. It was for the people to come and have forgiveness of their sins.
Amen.
The other side was up to God. Now, if you don't get the difference, if you don't make a good divide between you and the Holy God in you, you'll now start utilizing that power, that authority in the wrong way.
Bye-bye.
And instead of being a minister of mercy,
mm.
you'll become a minister of judgment.
Bye-bye.
Mm. Amen. Mm. We are called to be the ministers.
Hallelujah.
The dispensers of grace to the
Amen.
World.
Amen.
So when you get to that point, you understand now what is your role.
Mm.
Moses, he had the power to pronounce judgment upon Egypt. Amen. He did, he brought the frogs, he brought this blood, everything. He had that power.
Mm.
But a certain moment when God said, okay, enough is enough, I'm going to destroy this whole nation.
Mm.
Moses understood. Now, God has chosen to live in me, not to kill,
mm.
but to fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
The purpose of God for bringing these people out of Egypt was not to kill them in the desert,
mm.
but it was to bring them to the promised land.
That's right.
And Moses understood now his commission. He had the mercy seat in him, and he became an intercessor.
Hallelujah.
We are called. When God places his name in you and me, we are called to become intercessors.
Amen.
For the others.
Amen.
We are called to become the grace, mercy, for the dying world.
That's right.
So whatever they do to you, your role is to bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Your role is to intercede.
Amen.
That's why you had the mercy seat in the temple.
Mm.
The mercy seat was there to take the blood on which judgment was pronounced.
Amen.
And to sprinkle over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the high priest would come, out of the mercy seat, you bring mercy to the people. You proclaim forgiveness of sin.
Yes, Lord.
That's why Jesus, knowing that I'm leaving, but after a few days, I put my name in you.
Amen.
You will become the temple
Amen.
From which grace, mercy will be dispensed to the world.
Amen.
He gave them now the power. That power that was in the mercy seat in the temple. To forgive sin, he said, I give you now the power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoever you forgive will be forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoever
Amen.
You retain sins will be retained.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, you are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
And know now how you are going to use that power. Use it to bless.
Amen.
Use it to be a blessing to the world.
Mm.
Use it to as a channel to minister people into the kingdom.
Amen.
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 That's why even not only forgiveness of sin, but salvation of humanity.
Yes, sir.
God has placed it under in your hands.
Amen.
To save the world, God give it into your hands. That's why he said, let's read it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Luke 16, 15 to 16. Luke 16, 15 to 16, the Bible says, and he said unto them, go ye unto all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
But he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen.
Amen.
Now he gives the power to save the world into human beings' hands.
Mm.
He came, he did the work, he paid the price. Now, to bring people to receive the salvation, he places it into your hands and my hands.
Mm.
That's our commission.
Amen.
As the temple is to forgive sin, is to remit people's sin, not only that, but to minister people into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
To bring salvation. Amen.
Amen.
So, God has so much trusted you. God has so much, so, you know, put his confidence, his trust in you, that salvation of humanity, he didn't want to give it, you know, to trust angels for that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to trust any cherubim or whatever. He said, you will decide.
Amen.
Use the term decide. You will be saved and who will not be saved.
Hallelujah.
So today, when you stand, you take your Bible, you go and testify to your neighbor, testify to your workmate, and that man listens to the gospel, and God grants him that mercy, that grace to accept it, you have ministered the kingdom to that person. You have used that God-given position for you to minister that person into the kingdom of God. That's our commission. That's what God has called us for today.
Amen.
It's not to curse. You know, I had to go first through that aspect of things so that you can understand.
Hallelujah.
It's not me cursing you. It's not, even if you wrong me, even if you mess, you do whatever, I may be offended, but my role is to go. Your role is to go behind the scenes in the breach and pray God, pronounce forgiveness on the person.
Amen.
It's up to God. If, you know, God could have just killed the people, but Moses said, please, if you want to kill them, blot my name away first. And he made God to change his mind. So whatever the person has done to you, even if God has decided to punish the person, but you are an intercessor, and God listens to you, you can make God change his mind. You can stop God's judgment on someone because you have that spirit of Christ in you. When he was being crucified, he could only pronounce blessings. He could only speak forgiveness. Father, forgive them. Amen.
Amen.
So, it's very important for us to understand these principles. Now, we are going to see another aspect of it. So you have become the temple of the living God. You are minister of grace. You are dispenser of mercy. You are doing, you are in your position, doing your God's commission, your work. And there is a blessing. Because we have seen the curse side of not respecting God's minister, not respecting God's people, not respecting God's led people. Amen. But there's a blessing side as well. Because when you do, when you give respect to God, God is obliged to respect you.
Amen.
God is obliged to reward you for what you are doing. Because as long as you recognize that this is, this place is the dwelling place, the place where my God has put my name, there's a blessing attached if you give respect to that place. So the prophet leads us now through a few examples to show us how people got blessed only because they understood that this is the place of the dwelling of my God, and they minister to that place and they receive blessing in return. Amen. So that we as a church, we want to be blessed.
Amen.
There's no one here who don't want to be blessed.
Mm.
As individuals, we want to be blessed. As a church, we want to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
So we won't be blessed as long as we don't deserve the body of Christ.
Amen.
We won't be blessed as long as we don't understand what gift God has placed in my brother.
Hallelujah.
And if that brother is ministering according to the position where God has placed him, and you respect that position, there's a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a church, if we respect each other according to the calling that God has given us, we'll be blessed as a church.
Amen.
Amen.
If we respect Brother George as a song leader,
amen,
and we honor him in his position,
amen,
as God's dwelling place, being in the ministry of leading the songs, as a church, God will bless us.
Amen.
If we respect Brother Joseph for being behind there,
right,
operating cameras and computers, because God has asked him to do that. Because when God comes and make you a dwelling place, his dwelling place, don't forget you are part of the body.
Amen.
And that part of the body has got its role in the body.
Hallelujah.
And the whole body has to come and minister, support that portion.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? There are certain parts in the body that we don't see. Amen.
Amen.
They are not visible at all. You can see the hands, you can see the eyes, you can see your feet. You may think these are the most important parts of the body.
Mm. Mm.
You don't see the stomach.
That's right.
You don't. But if the stomach is empty, even your eyes won't be able to see.
Hallelujah.
You start looking at Badanat and seeing five people.
Mm.
Why? It's because it's playing a very important role.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And you have to respect it as a stomach.
Amen.
Even though you can't see it, even though you can't see what its role, but respect him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's those little brothers, those children, those brother you just see a Sunday coming in, and after church, phew, he's gone. Please, pay him respect.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's got his role. You don't know how long, how many hours that brother spent in the night on his knees.
Amen.
Praying for you when you go on the streets to evangelize.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for that brother. Respect him.
Hallelujah.
If we come to understand that, and all together as a church, we support that brother in his position, we'll be blessed as a church.
Amen.
Amen. Notice again, there are some, you know, some parts in the body, some members in the body, excuse me, they don't appear publicly. Amen?
Amen.
They are not useless, those parts.
No.
They are not useless, but you can't show them publicly. They are hidden.
Amen.
They appear just in certain conditions. Amen.
Amen.
But if you chop them away, life will cease.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Life will cease to exist. We won't procreate anymore. Don't think those parts are not important in the body.
Yes, sir.
They play a vital role.
Amen.
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 But they are just shy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
They appear in public. Amen.
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 Amen. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
They are important in the body.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's all together go and support them in their position.
Amen.
Because they are the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
It's very important, brother. If we understand that as a church, that every one of us, brother, even that brother that caused you trouble, that give us headache in the church, he's got his role.
Amen.
To bring you to perfection.
Amen.
Maybe God has seen some intemperance in you. He sees some bad temper in you.
Amen.
You want that brother to be there.
Hallelujah.
You. That is role, that is position. You say, but God, is this brother, is it just the Holy Spirit, brother? Yes, the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's born again. He's baptized of the Holy Spirit. And his role is there to perfect you.
Amen.
I remember when we were in the army, they were telling us, there's no bad soldier.
Amen.
Everyone, even that stubborn soldier, he's got his role. He's important.
Amen.
There was a time when there was a, they called for a gathering, you know, they sound the trumpet. It was not in our unit, but in a different unit. They sound the trumpet. Everybody, when you hear this trumpet, everybody, you have to drop everything and go to the gathering. They went. Everybody, they are supposed to be there, all of them. But there were a couple of guys, I don't know, 5 or 10 of them, they just ran and they just went to drink. They were there drinking and women and everything. Everybody was there receiving instructions. But in the meantime, the warehouse where they were keeping food and everything, the logistics, caught fire. Those 10 guys, they saw the fire. So they started fighting the fire. By the time the bulk of the rest of the troops came, they found them, they did a very good job, and the rest of the team just came to finish the job. So it was a good learning lesson. You know, when we were in the school, the officer school, you know, when we were being taught commandment, telling us, that soldier that you think is stubborn, he will help you in a certain
situation. Amen.
Right.
Those guys, if they're not disobeyed and everybody was on the gathering, the fire would have done big damage.
Amen.
So that brother that you don't understand, my brother, that shy sister, hello sister, God bless you. She never says more than 2 words a day.
Amen.
The only thing she says is yes. Amen.
Amen.
She's important.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How she intercedes for you. For you to be successful.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So pay respect, my brother. Pay respect. Because it's not the man. It's the gift in the man.
Amen.
That's right.
And when you know to differentiate the gift and the man or the woman, you have made a big progress.
Hallelujah.
Because if you just take him as that shy sister that doesn't even know how to pronounce her name, and you fail to see the gift behind the sister, that's when you're going to mess with her, and that's when you'll be in trouble with her.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's very, very important. What is a gift, the prophet says? If you can't respect the man, respect the office he holds for. That's exactly right. If a minister comes up, your pastor, always respect him. I've heard congregations talk about their pastors. Just talk about him, run him down, ridicule him. How is that pastor ever going to do anything for you?
Amen.
It's very important.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says, you've got to love your pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to know that he's a human being. But yet, God had made him his pastor. The Holy Ghost has made him an overseer. You've got to respect him in that manner. And no matter what the pastor has done, If you respect him in your heart as God's servant, God will respect you for doing it.
Amen.
So it's very important, brother, a minister, your pastor, or any, if you want to get anything, if you want to be helped by that person, because if God trusted you, he would have made you the pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But if he has chosen him to be the pastor, it's because God has seen in him some character.
Hallelujah.
He has seen him some tools that he can use to perfect you.
Amen.
Respect him.
Amen.
Whatever he does, he's a human being. Because most of the time you think that ministers are perfect. They are human beings. Amen.
Amen.
Your pastor is a human being.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you can get a misunderstanding with him.
Amen.
Sometimes he can hurt you. Sometimes even intentionally.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Yeah. Because sometimes you just get offended. Oh, you know the pastor. I say hello to him, he didn't answer. He's a human being. He may be in a temper. You don't know. He may have heard something about you. And as a human being, he just gets an attitude. Respect him.
Amen.
He's a man of God.
Hallelujah.
One day God will teach him. It's not up to you to correct
your
pastor.
Amen.
If you think you know better, go away.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because you are not supposed to know better than your pastor.
No.
Amen. It's the same thing to every minister.
Amen.
It's the same thing to every single brother in the church. Respect him. Respect his position. Respect what he's doing for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What is a gift? The prophet says, a gift is just get yourself out of the way and let the Holy Spirit use you. That's what a minister is. It's in the sermon. God provided a way for this day. He don't preach what he wants to preach. He just gets himself out of the way. It's a gift. An inspiration comes, and he speaks through the inspiration and the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. Any other gift is the same way. He says, and a man is just a man until he is fully submitted to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And then the deity dwells in that man, the Holy Spirit, not the man, but God in the man doing the work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a gift. When God makes someone a pastor, he makes him a minister. It's not the man. The man, when he's not in his position as minister, you can just call him a man. But when is the gift operating, it's not the man. It's the gift. It's God. And the gift is God. Amen.
Amen.
In the portion of God in the man, ministering you to perfection. Amen. Mm. So that's why you have to understand these things. You have to understand what a gift is. And if you realize that this is a gifted man of God, what should be your attitude toward the gift?
Amen.
What should be our attitude as a church in regard to the gift?
Mm.
If we take the right attitude, what does the prophet say? Listen, the prophet says, because God wants, when he sends a gift, prophecy, songs, whatever the gift is, the gift is sent to minister to the body. The rest of the body must agree together to support the gift.
Amen.
Amen. And if you do so, it's a blessing to all the
body.
And that brother with the gift, himself too, the pastor or the deacon or whoever, all together again, we see sister so-and-so with a gift of prophecy, of singing, or all together as a church, we go around that gift and support the gift.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a church.
Amen.
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 Very important.
Hallelujah.
So, when you receive a gift, when you assemble around the gift, what will happen?
Mm.
The prophet says, in God manifesting his gifts, 1957. Now, Solomon's age that he was referring to was the millennium for the Jews. Amen? Mm-hmm. He said Solomon's age was the millennium for the Jews. Why? He said it was the golden age. Solomon was a four type of Christ in that he built the temple and so forth. And then God gave Solomon a gift. And all of Israel recognized that gift.
Amen.
And all Israel prospered under the reign of that gift.
Amen.
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 Amen. We have to prosper as a church. Let's recognize the gift of God in the
Amen.
In the sister,
Amen.
In the pastor, we will prosper.
Amen.
Amen. He says, but if they had not believed in that gift that God sent to Solomon, they would not have prospered.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Mm. He said, when God sent this great, marvelous gift, all Israel flourished, and they become the mighty nation of the earth, because they recognized the gift of God that was in Solomon. Everyone with one heart and one accord was testifying of this great gift. Not of the great Solomon, but the great gift in Solomon. And the prophet says it was a millennium for them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a period of prosperity, a period of peace, a period of rest,
hallelujah,
recognize the gift.
Amen.
Amen.
In this age, we know the greatest gift from God is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is Malachi 4. Is the promise of the hour. But as a church, amen,
amen,
as a church, we have to recognize the gift of God in our midst. And if we recognize it and support it, the prophet says, it's going to be a millennium for us.
Amen.
It's going to be a millennium. Amen.
Amen.
He says,
amen.
Amen.
And today, if God sends something and the church turns it down, how can we expect anything else but confusion?
Amen.
Amen. Very good principles, brother. It comes from recognizing the dwelling place of the Lord. Because when God comes to dwell in you, God brings with him gifts. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He brings with him prosperity in you.
Amen.
He gives you, he commissions you to do something for the body. And if the body now recognize God in you, they recognize that God has called our brother to do this and that,
Amen.
And they support that God in the brother, it's a millennium for you.
Amen.
It's a golden age. Amen.
Amen.
We want to prosper as a church. We want to build the temple as Solomon did.
Amen.
Let's support each other.
Amen.
Let's recognize the living God in each other, and God will bless us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Very, very important. A few more quotes. Time is running. The prophet says, and anyone who reads the scriptures knows that when God sends a gift to the earth and the people reject that gift, it's always chaos in the generation.
Amen.
They never prosper.
That's right.
They end up in judgment upon the nations.
Mm-hmm.
And if they accept that gift that God sends, it's usually a millennium for those people. Amen.
Amen.
Do we need a millennium?
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet says it was a minor millennium. Amen.
Amen.
For Israel. If we want a minor, a mature millennium, let's just recognize each other.
Amen.
Let's just support each other in our callings.
Mm.
And we'll experience our millennium.
Amen.
We'll experience a period of prosperity as a church.
Amen.
We'll build our big temple as Solomon built, physically and spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
Because the blessings are not only spiritual. The blessings are both spiritual and physical.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What For that, what God wants us to do is to recognize one another as brothers and sisters, rallying around this great gift of God, which is the Holy Ghost that comes with power and manifestation and demonstration of His presence. The prophet says, he says, then there will be no one cruel word spoken against any move of God. We'll all be one, in one great bundle of godly love. That's what it's going to take for the church to go in the rapture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to go in the rapture?
Amen.
Let's just recognize the gift
Amen.
Of God in our
Amen.
Let's just honor the Holy Ghost in our midst.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost is God in my brother.
Hallelujah.
Is God
Amen.
In my sister.
Amen.
Is God amongst us.
Amen.
Operating, ministering to each other. Amen.
Amen.
That's what will bring us into the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
We want to quicken the rapture. If we want the rapture to come tomorrow, let's just do that. Let's just recognize one another in our callings, in our position. He says, now what would have taken place? Now he's speaking to the big churches of that time, the Pentecostal churches and everything, when God poured the Holy Spirit at Azusa Street. He said, when it's in the sermon, respect, what would have taken place when God began to pour out the Holy Ghost upon the church in the last days? What would have happened 25 years ago? When he began to send down his signs and wonders and miracles, what would have taken place if the people would have all rallied over it?
Bye-bye.
What did they do? They said it's hoodoo, it's hypnotism, it's mental telepathies, and so. What if all the nation would have went together and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God. Here is what we have looked for.
Mm.
The Holy Ghost is being poured out.
Amen.
The great churches all together will have come together.
Amen.
What would have happened? Brother, they wouldn't have had need of a hospital.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. We wouldn't need to pray for the sick in our midst.
Amen.
If we just come together and support the gift of God in our midst. We wouldn't need even to pray for each other. We wouldn't need to go and have medical cards. We wouldn't need to pray for people starving. Amen. Because the power of God will be in action in a manner that we have never seen before.
Amen.
Recognizing God in your brother. Amen. He says, that's right. No. There have been such a powerful great gift and wonders working among the people. There have been such a respect, and perhaps the church would done been gone home, and the millennium would have been on.
Amen. Bye. Amen.
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 The prophet keeps on bringing us back to the millennium.
Hallelujah.
Peace, rest, and prosperity. That's what the millennium is about.
Amen.
Solomon's Israel prospered under Solomon because they recognized the gift. They rallied around the gift and they supported it. They recognized God in their midst and God blessed them.
Amen.
Amen.
So my brethren, let's just as a church unite all together. Let's just as a church all together discern the body of the Lord, knowing that we are all members of the same body. Not look down upon a brother or a sister because you don't understand him. Because you don't get along on a certain point. We have all our purpose in the body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I will put my name in you. Amen.
Mm.
He has said so. So once you have accepted the atonement and you have eaten the book, the Lord has put his name in you.
Amen.
You have become the member of his body,
Amen.
And you are now ministering to the body.
Hallelujah.
It's not up to me to say that you are not doing what you are supposed to do. If God has put you there to do what he has commissioned you to do, and if I, you, and everybody will go and support that gift, God will bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Every member in the body has got its purpose. In the big watch that we see there, you know, the most important parts are not these moving arrows.
Right.
But they are the most seen. If you want to know the time, you just see, look at the arrows, they tell you the time. But you don't know the mechanism behind. Amen.
Amen.
The most important part of the world are the mechanism behind.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Sometimes it's not these big people at the pulpit. Amen.
That's right.
The prophet was talking about one great evangelist. He had a vision, he had a dream. Jesus was giving crowns. So he was sitting there, he said, oh, that big shiny crown, I think that's mine. Because what I've done, I brought so many souls into the kingdom. He was expecting him to get that big crown. When he turned, came, he went, they just gave him a normal crown. He was so disappointed. He said, me, they great me. I baptized so many people, I brought so many people into the kingdom.
Mm.
But the biggest crown, they gave it to a little lady that came behind. It's a no-name lady. She didn't hear. She was not known. But the Lord said to him, all the success you had in your ministry, it was because this lady was praying on her knees for you to have the success.
Yep.
Amen.
Some of the most important parts of the body, they are not seen. But they play a vital role.
Amen.
That's why, my brother, don't despise anyone. Don't despise, pay attention, give heed to the calling of God.
Amen.
And bless the people of God, and God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's stand.
Amen.
is what we are calling for.
Amen.
And mercy is what we are called for.
Amen.
We are called to be dispensers of grace.
Amen.
We are called to be dispensers of mercy to this dying world. Let's put our human side aside.
Hallelujah.
Because God wants to see that character in you and me.
Amen.
Because he has trusted us with his power. He has trusted us by putting the salvation of the world in our hands.
Thank you.
So if you are not, you have not the required character to handle this authority, my brother, will just bring death and condemnation. It's true. God will honor you for that.
Hallelujah.
God will honor your word because you are his son, adopted son.
Amen.
But it's not for that that we have been called. We have been called to give mercy. We have been called to pronounce mercy and grace to the world.
Brother, hallelujah.
Sister, let's consider our position. In the smallest things that we do, sometimes in our thoughts, we judge, we condemn. Sometimes in our thoughts, we just send people to hell. My sister, that's your friend. He will die because you have the power to condemn. He'll be judged, he'll be cursed. But can't you do better than that? Can't you do better than that, my brother? You have been called to minister people into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes just because of your bad temper. The prophet Elisha, out of bad temper, he brought judgment and condemnation.
Yes, yes Lord.
But we have been given the power of judgment and the power of mercy. Let's utilize mercy to minister people into the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's recognize God in each other, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Let's support each other, and God will honor us.
Amen.
God will bless us as a church. Amen.
Amen.
I can see the blessing of God suspended somewhere.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Ready to be poured upon us.
Amen.
But it's just waiting to see our attitude toward each other.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's give respect to each other.
Amen.
And we'll experience that millennium in our midst. Amen. God will bless us. If you have a need, just raise your hand.
Amen.
Bring it. The Lord knows your heart. He knows the deepest desire in you to please him.
Amen.
To be his temple. To be his dwelling place. If you have not eaten the book yet, God sees the desire in you, and he will fulfill that desire. But making you to become one with the book.
Amen.
But making you to become his dwelling place. Just have the desire in you. Just entertain this desire in you.
Amen.
And God will honor you. Maybe you are already that dwelling place, but you are not aware of it. Just pray and God will reveal it to you.
Amen.
Just be respectful to men of God. Just be respectful to the things of God. And God will come.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father,
yes,
we thank you this evening,
Amen.
O Lord, for providing.
Yes, Lord.
Grant each and every one of us our deepest desire, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just believe, my brother. Just believe, my sister. I can feel God's presence in our midst.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's the time for you to put up your request. And God will honor you now.
Amen.
God will answer you now. Say anything you want. God is here to provide it to you. God is here to give, to grant you need.
Hallelujah.
Ask Him now, now. God is here to give it to you.
Heavenly
Father, be just merciful to your children, Father Lord. You are in our midst, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, come. Oh Heavenly Father, as we are raising our voices to you, Lord. Heavenly Father, do something to those people, oh Lord. In the sick, Heavenly Father, oh Lord. We commit our deepest need,
Lord. Every motion, Lord, control our Father, God, every conception of God, Lord. Oh, Father, give me some more in your hands, and for the Lord, so right around you, God, Lord. Oh, for the grand grace of our God, Lord. No rest down, Father, your hands, Lord, God, I pray to you, God, Lord. Oh, the Father, kill the Lord, God, Lord. Oh, may glorify yourself, Lord, God, Lord. And know of the Lord, God, and your Son, Lord, I pray to thee, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, for Lord, God, I fear the Lord, God, Lord. Oh, but like Moses, oh, Father, I come before you, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, the Lord, your grand, Father, your grace, Lord, God, Lord. Lord, your father, your son, Lord, God, over the Lord. Oh, by your divine grace, Lord, God, over the Lord. What are your hands, Lord, God, over the Lord. Oh, my touch, Lord, God, Lord. What are the call of Lord, God, Lord. Oh, my cleanse, Lord, God, over the Lord. What is the steps, Lord, God, over the Lord. What are the Lord, your prayer, Lord, God, over the Lord. What is body, Lord, God, over the Lord. What from head to Lord, God, Lord. What about your prayer, Lord, God, Lord. What are the soul, Lord, God, over the Lord. What about your Lord, God, in your hands, Lord, God, Lord. What are you, Lord, God, over the Lord. What will have your preeminence, Lord, God, over the Lord. And you, so Lord God, love the Lord. And minister, Lord God, love the Lord. Oh, you want a wife, Lord God, love. What a lot of bring, Lord God, love. And change, Lord God, love the Lord. In the midst of your church, Lord God, love. What a bring your church, Lord God, love. What a place, Lord God, love. What a look at one another, Lord God, love. And recognize the Lord God, love. What your Christ, the Lord God, love the Lord. What promise your grace, Lord God, love. What a change out of your children, Lord God, love. What promise your grace, Lord God, love the Lord. What a surrender, Lord God, love. What a approach, Lord God, Lord, my reverence, Lord God, of the Lord. What a Lord, you, Lord God, of the Lord. Every place, Lord God, what a business, Lord God, every service, Lord God, what I've done by man, Lord God, what a prayer, Lord God, what a way, Lord God, what a lay aside, Lord God, what a you, Lord God, of the Lord, what a do, Lord God, what your service, Lord God, and I miss, Lord God, I'm sister, Lord God. Every channel, Lord God, of the Lord, what a sincerity, Lord God, of the Lord, what a channel, Lord God, what a broken spirit, Lord God, what a contract, Hannah, Lord God, what a you, Lord God, what a despise, Lord God, what a Hannah, Lord God, of the Lord, what a minister, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, that you might wear, Lord God, what a glorify yourself, Lord God, that I'm blessed, Lord God, what a friend, Lord God, what a man, Lord God, what from heaven above, Lord God, what a man, Lord God, what a friend, Lord God, what a friend, Lord God. I'm a lady, Lord God, of the Lord. And I'm Mr. Lord God, of the Lord. Lord God, of the Lord. It'll be holding your breast in the back, Lord God. Crown us up for your grace, Lord God. And place us up, Lord God, in our place, Lord God. Lord. We desire to be, Lord, to be humble, Lord, and hear it, Lord God. Lord. Crown us in grace and back, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we are going now to this place, so be with us, accompany us, bring us
yes,
to our places, O Lord. We commit the rest of the week into your hands.
Jesus.
Oh Lord, we have Sister Rachel's wedding coming.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
We have brethren who are traveling today.
Oh, we yes.
We will be traveling tomorrow.
And grant you grace, Lord.
After tomorrow, Sunday,
yes,
Saturday,
Jesus,
oh Lord.
Name,
amen.
Bless everyone.
Jesus' name.
Take away
God.
From our way
yes,
anything
Lord.
That may compromise.
Hallelujah.
Grant you grace, Lord.
The journeys, oh Lord,
yes.
Let it be a great blessing.
Yes,
our
in Jesus' name, oh God.
Enters
yes, Lord.
This holy white love.
Oh, yes, Lord,
oh,
Jesus.
Lord, let her wedding be
in
a blessing.
Name,
to
God. God. Amen. Jesus.
Make them
grant
a good couple.
Yes, Lord.
And
Jesus.
Let the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob
oh, yes,
be
upon
them. Bless our church.
Amen.
As a church, oh Lord, we commit ourselves.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help us love each other.
Oh,
support each other and let us
yes,
prosper each other.
Grant it, Jesus.
Bring us back safely
amen.
To this place, oh
amen,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
We commit the Sunday service,
yes,
Friday service, and
yes,
everything, oh Lord,
Lord,
into your hands.
Grant you,
Jesus. As we commit everything into your hands. In the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord Jesus.